Let's look for some examples of how this may play itself out in the real world. So one clue is to think about where the information is coming from. So automatically, if you know that your information is coming from a HIPAA-covered entity, that should heighten your sensitivity around whether we're talking about protected information. And I would argue that you should err on the side, perhaps, of thinking of the information as protected health information if the source is a covered entity, right? Because we know that HIPAA applies to a covered entity. So knowing that the information at issue is coming from a covered entity is a clue. So when you take the following types of information by themselves or together from a covered entity, their PHI, so a patient name, is PHI. Now, one might say, okay, that's just an individual identifier. But if I know that a patient name and I know a patient provider, that's a covered entity because that's the source of the information, then I not only know the patient name, I also know that the patient received care at this particular place. That's information, that's health information, that's information related to someone's care. So it's really important to be sensitive to the fact that just one element in isolation could meet that threshold for PHI because of how broadly health information is defined. So a patient name, a Medicaid SIN number, dates of a patient's visits, patient date of birth, diagnosis, or any combination of the above should be treated as protected health information. So again, as a hint, think about the source of the information. If the source of the information is a covered entity, then be sensitive to whether, in fact, you are dealing with protected health information. And again, protected health information is the type of information that HIPAA protects.